Now, finally, we come to the Gospel for this sixth Sunday in Easter time. It is from John 14. You can expect that a lot of these Gospels are going to be what? Jesus' discourses, not just to the apostles, but to us. You see, so, and as you know, these go starting with 13 and going to 17. So we're in 14. And we have, there's so many beautiful texts here in this section about love and its consequences. See, the one who has my commandments and keeps them, Jesus says down in verse 21, which is going to be for us, we'll be there soon enough, has my commandments and keeps them, that's the one who loves me. And he will be loved by my Father. And I will love him. And I will show myself to him. I can tell you from my own life, I can promise you, I'm not going into my whole interior life, that promise is true. That promise is true. If we just try to obey day by day, ask forgiveness when we don't, and keep on going, he will show himself to us. So that if somebody says on the street, do you know Jesus Christ? Yes, I know Jesus Christ. How come you know him? Because in his mercy, he showed himself to me as he promised. This is for everybody. We've got to tell everybody this. The reason why Catholics are mixed up, and they are by the ton, you see, clergy and laity alike, is because they've forgotten that the whole point of this is to know Jesus and to love him and in his power to live a life and make him known to the whole world before the whole thing ends in some kind of huge war or catastrophe. And where's there a hole in our rosaries? We got to go tell everybody. Okay, you've got enough for that. We got to get on with the text. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Now, that sounds like, oh, I don't know what, a school teacher, right? You got to keep my commandments or you don't love me. I could love you and not keep your commandments. Not really. Not really. Why? Because these commandments, you see, tell you what I want. And if you listen to them, they're all about you. They're not about me. I don't say, build me a bigger house or contribute $10,000 to my campaign. All I say is, do what I tell you. You see? You'll keep my commandments. That's the way it goes. There's also a way that you can look at this. The keeping of the commandments is the manifestation of the love. Just like is a flower in the ground and the roots are there, right? And here's the flower. You know, looking at that flower, that there's roots in the ground, right? So when you see love, you know there's roots. That there's obedience to the Lord Christ going on. Because you see the flowers. See, it's not a high jump bar. Jesus puts it up this high and says, so it's my commandment for you. Try to get over it. You don't love me, you're finished. Can you imagine? He died for us. He'd never do that. But he's teaching us, if you love me, then listen to me. Let me guide you. I came that you'd have life and have it to the full. So keep my commandments, okay? Now this time, what happens? I will ask the Father, and he will give another paraclete to you. Another one. Who's the first one? Jesus. We have that lovely line there in the first letter of John, chapter 2, verse 1, where it says, we have a paraclete, Jesus, the just one. Let me read it for you if I can find it quickly. Where it says, you see, what happened to John here? Okay. It's to encourage us, you see, that he says, excuse me, but I think I've got it now. Okay. My children, I write these things to you so that you don't sin. And if anybody does sin, we have a paraclete with the Father, Jesus Christ, the Just One. That's why this Holy Spirit is another paraclete. So what's a paraclete? Parakletos. It's a very special reality in Greek culture. Parakletos. Comes from parakalin, to be called to one side. The context is basically a juridical proceeding. There you are, and there's this person with you who encourages you, gives you good counsel, strengthens you. See, he's a paraclete. This social function is so specific that when it's brought over into Aramaic, it's just paraclete. They don't have a word. It's such a special function. That's the Holy Spirit, and that's Jesus. Plead our cause. Give us instruction. Encourage us. Paraklesis can also mean encouragement. When Paul and Barnabas are in the synagogue, the ruler says, brothers, if you have a word of paraklesios, a word of paraklesis for us, please give it. Encourage, strengthen, enlighten, help. All of these meanings, you see? All packed into this one word. That's why our English translation is consoler, counselor. I forgot them all now. But they all can only pick up a dimension of this mystery of the paraclete. So if anybody keeps my commandments, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And I'll say, okay, you pass, you can come in. No, I'll ask the Father. Now just imagine this Trinity, okay? I ask the Father, and he will give another paraclete to you, that he might be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. Now, truth in John is a very special reality. The word speaks of a very special reality. It is the ultimate, if you will, eschatological revelation of the Father. That's the truth. That's why he can say, I am the truth. I am the revelation of the Father. Here and in heaven. So the Spirit of Truth is the Spirit who in Christ reveals the Father. Do you know the Father? If you know the Father, your life is complete. Just be faithful to him. Love him. Come to know the Father. The Father is the principium deitatis. He's the very principle of the deity, even though they're all equal. When you know him, there's nothing beyond him. The Gnostics are always looking for a God behind the God, as St. Irenaeus says, you know, something bigger and better. Another trick to get, you know, no. If you really meet the Father, you know in the depth of your spirit, this is it. There's nothing more. And there's not a shadow of deceit or disappointment in him. Not a shadow. So your whole being goes out to him, right? And what's that? Abba, Father. Which is the work of the Holy Spirit in us, right? And so the Spirit of Truth, he reveals the Father, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. You see? That's the Spirit of Truth. You know him. Can you? You know? The disciple. I know him. Jesus, tell us if you know. Are you sure? I know him. I'm sure. Just look inside yourself. It's like St. Augustine says about love, right? Do you want to know agape? Yes. You know where it is? It's in the depth of your spirit. It's there. But what do? This is Augustine. You love your neighbor. And then you look inside yourself to see whence that love comes. And there you will see, as far as you are able, God. That's Augustine. You want to get to know God? Love your brothers and sisters. Piece of cake. You know? So, he will be in you. Now, the text goes on. I will not leave you orphans. I am coming to you. Didn't it just happen at the Eucharist today? Doesn't it happen every time we pray? I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no longer, but you will see me. What a promise. Why will we see him? Because I live and you live. You have my life within you. Does that mean that every day is an apocalypse? No. But somewhere in the depth of us, a little pilot light has been lit that will never go out unless we commit a mortal sin. Never go out. And you kind of always know it's there, even when the darkness is enormous. You know. You know. It's that little pilot light. It's the flame of the Holy Spirit. He's there. How do I know he's there? My friend, make sure you pray every day. Practice. Go to prayer and say, Lord, I don't have a clue what I'm doing here. But this guy on the TV told me I ought to be praying. So here I am. So help me out. Is he going to say, no, I'm not going to help you out? No. Get the rosary. Pray the rosary. Get the Bible. Read the Bible. Do something to give yourself a jump start. And if you keep doing that, pretty soon you'll know him. Guaranteed. You see? But you will see me. Why? Because I live and you live. We share life. St. Thomas says about that, you see, that it's a participation in the divine life. On that day, you will know. Can you imagine? You will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. What's that day? Well, that day is heaven. And then all the anticipations of heaven that happen during life. Well, you just know. Now, you forget. One of the signs that it's from God, this is John of the Cross, you have an experience of God. And now, a week later, you're trying to recall it and you can't. That's a sign it was from God, because you can't crank it up. It was a work of God in you. Okay. The one, and this is where we're going to end, the one possessing my commandments and keeping them, that's the one who is loving me, and the one loving me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will reveal myself to him. You want to get to know Jesus? Just start obeying him. In the big things, first, you know? Don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, don't commit adultery, you know? The big ones. But then the little ones. Forgive your wife, forgive your husband. You know, keep moving. Listen to the Holy Spirit in you. He's giving you the word of Jesus, you see? Obey, 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 obey. And then my Father will love you. And I will love you. And I will show myself to you. And you will know me. So if a guy stops you on the street and says, do you know Jesus? You say, you bet I do, brother. And I am so grateful. Amen.